Before I begin, I acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional custodians of the land on which this work was developed and is presented. I pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Hello and welcome back to the Community Library, a book club, podcast and discussion space for anyone interested in stories and how and why we tell them. I'm your host, Angauri Rice. If you're a new listener, welcome. And also, I'm sorry if you can hear the rain. It's very loud outside. Anyway, I'm Angauri. I like books and I make podcast episodes about them and about anything from Shakespeare to Taylor Swift, Agatha Christie to Elizabeth Acevedo. My content is a mix of discussion episodes, interviews, reviews, audio essays. So if you like the sound of that, feel free to, you know, stick around and check out what other episodes I've made. But today is a very special episode. It is the first in a new series, and it is called Author Spotlight. A bit of background on the idea for this. So I became an avid reader at the age of around 7 or 8, and I would just read anything that anyone handed to me, whether it was To Kill a Mockingbird, which at the time I was 7, I did not understand it, or a family heirloom copy of The Magic Faraway Tree. I read anything. I was wild, untamed. I had no concept of what I liked or what I wanted. I just knew that I craved stories and I wanted to read as many as possible. So when I was that age, I actually don't remember not liking a book. I just wanted to read all the time. Now I am older, and though I'm not much wiser, I am definitely a more experienced reader, and I'm slowly starting to carve out a niche of what I know I like. My favorite authors, my favorite genres, favorite types of stories. And I wanted to share this with you. So I'm starting a series called Author Spotlight, in which I read an author's complete bibliography and I give you a guide to picking up a book from this author should you feel so inclined. This is not a new idea. It's not an idea that I came up with. Many people have done this, but most recently I was directly inspired by the YouTuber Remarkably Lisa. She does great author guides to romance authors, and she reads all of their books and tells you where to start with them. So without further ado, let's get into it. My first spotlighted author is Elizabeth Acevedo. I'm going to give you a little rundown of who she is and then get into her 3 books, what they're about, what I thought of them, and who I'd recommend them to. Born to Dominican immigrant parents, Elizabeth Acevedo was raised in New York City. From a young age, she aspired to be a rapper, but then realized that slam poetry was her true dream. As a teenager, she performed her poetry at open mic nights in New York City, and after earning a Bachelor of Arts at George Washington University and a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing at the University of Maryland, Acevedo gained success with her slam poetry. She's performed at conventions and competitions and delivered several TED Talks. The Poet X, her debut novel, was published in 2018 to wide acclaim, and it won several awards. Critics and book lovers on the internet alike were impressed by Acevedo's use of verse to tell the story. In 2019, Acevedo's sophomore novel was published, With the Fire on High, this time told in regular prose. Her most recent novel, Clap When You Land, was published in 2020. Elizabeth Acevedo now lives in Washington, D.C. The Poet X, published in 2018. Xiomara Batista feels unheard and unable to hide in her Harlem neighborhood. Ever since her body grew into curves, she has learned to let her fists and her fierceness do the talking. But Xiomara has plenty she wants to say, and she pours all her frustration and passion onto the pages of a leather notebook, reciting the words to herself like prayers, especially after she catches feelings for a boy in her bio class named Aman, who her family can never know about. With Mami's determination to force her daughter to obey the laws of the church, Xiomara understands that her thoughts are best kept to herself. So when she is invited to join her school's slam poetry club, she doesn't know how she could ever attend without her Mami finding out, much less speak her words out loud. But still, she can't stop thinking about performing her poems. because in the face of a world that may not want to hear her, Ziomara refuses to be silent. So The Poet X is Elizabeth Acevedo's debut novel, and it is the first novel of hers that I read. This is a stunning YA novel told in verse, which means that it's written like a very, very long poem. And it's heavily inspired by Acevedo's own experiences growing up in Harlem and finding her voice through slam poetry. Now, if you're intimidated by the idea of possibly reading a book that's basically a long poem, let me tell you, I am usually not a fan of novels told in verse, and in fact, I find most modern poetry, especially slam poetry, not to my taste. However, Elizabeth Acevedo just makes it something else. All three of her books I listened to on audio, and if that is available to you, I highly recommend taking that route. Because listening to Acevedo read her own words, she places emphasis on the internal rhymes and the cadence of her voice, and she highlights certain metaphors and imagery that you might not get if you were reading it with your eyeballs, I guess. And this is what I remember loving most about The Poet X, is Acevedo's incredible command of language, not only in the written word, but also in the spoken word. She builds bridges, makes connections through history and metaphor to illustrate a really unique perspective. Take this quote from The Poet X. Quote, "Late into the night, I write, and the pages of my notebook swell from all the words I've pressed onto them. It almost feels like the more I bruise the page, the quicker something inside me heals." End quote. I mean, this is just one example of Acevedo's beautiful, yet very grounded verse. You can hear when you read it, it reads like a sentence from a normal book, but you also have that kind of internal rhyme of "late into the night I write," like very kind of rhythmic. If you're a regular listener, you know that I love stories within stories, and an element of that is that I love when the form of a book mimics the story it tells. And this was one of my favorite elements of The Poet X. Ziomara finds her voice in the form of poetry, and then eventually in speaking this poetry aloud in slam poetry competitions. And the way that The Poet X is written mimics this. It's an exercise in expression through poetry, describing the way Ziomara expresses herself while also being that thing itself. And that's something that I think makes Elizabeth Acevedo's writing very unique and interesting. And if you're looking for something different in the YA genre, then this is definitely something for you. The Poet X is marketed at a YA audience, but I would say that it reads slightly on the younger end of YA. It's a coming-of-age story about a young girl questioning her faith and her parents as she experiences relationships and crushes for the first time. So in comparison to Acevedo's other works, it does read a little younger. If you're interested in picking up Acevedo's works, I would recommend starting with The Poet X, because it feels so closely connected to Acevedo's own story and her experience in the slam poetry world. And also, I think it's a great introduction to her style of writing. So even if you're wary of poetry or slam poetry, like I was, I promise you, The Poet X is worth it. With the Fire on High, published in 2019. With her daughter to care for and her abuela to support, high school senior Imani Santiago has to make tough decisions and do what must be done. The one place she can let her responsibilities go is in the kitchen, where she adds a little something magical to everything she cooks, turning her food into straight-up goodness. Still, she knows she doesn't have enough time for her school's new culinary arts class, doesn't have the money for the class's trip to Spain, and shouldn't still be dreaming of someday working in a real kitchen. But even with all the rules she has for her life, and all the rules everyone expects her to play by, once Imani starts cooking, her only real choice is to let her talent break free. So With the Fire on High is Acevedo's second novel, and it differs from The Poet X in many ways, but the most prominent difference is that it's written in regular prose rather than verse. So rather than it reading like a poem, it just reads like your average book with quotation marks and full stops and all of that. Despite this, it is structured in a similar way to The Poet X. The chapters are very short and they read like vignettes, and you kind of get all these snippets that make up a larger, more intricate story. This is another reason why I think Acevedo's YA novels are so accessible and intriguing, because you can read short sections at a time. And again, despite With the Fire on High being written in prose, Acevedo's lyrical style still comes through in the writing. Listening to the audiobook, she contrasts the casual dialogue with poetic and rhythmic sentences in Imani's inner monologue. Another interesting aspect of the writing in this book is that each part to the story, I think there are three parts or maybe four, each part is introduced with a recipe. And this is where Acevedo is really creative and experiments a bit more with perspective and form. An example is the recipe, "When life gives you lemons, make lemon verbena tembleque." So this recipe yields not a number of servings, but rather, quote, "serves your heart when you are missing someone you love," end quote. I'm not a cook. I'm not a cook. Let me just put that out there. I'm not a cook. I much prefer baking, and even then, I'm not that great at it. And I've never actually felt a really special connection to cooking or baking. But the way that Acevedo talks about food in With the Fire on High is just so magical and delicious and enticing. It made even me want to be a chef. She almost makes cooking and food its own character, which I really love. It's so prominent and such a big part of the main character's journey and storyline. And much like slam poetry in The Poet X, cooking is a through line of creativity and self-expression in the novel. With the Fire on High deals with a character of a similar age to Ziamara, but definitely reads for an older audience than The Poet X. Imani is a teen mother with a 2-year-old daughter, and she has to deal with adult problems and make grown-up decisions. One of my favorite chapters in the book recounted Imani's experience of childbirth and how scared she was and how she found the strength and the courage to get through it. And this chapter happens directly after a teacher treats Imani like a clueless child. And then Imani kind of goes into her inner monologue and recalls how she's had the burden of adult responsibilities for 3 years of her life, essentially. And I think what made With the Fire on High so special for me was just Imani as a character. She is so resilient and tenacious and a very powerful driving force for the story. If you're looking for something that reads for an older audience, then maybe this is for you. If I could, I guess, compare the two, I would say that The Poet X is about a teenage girl growing up, and With the Fire on High is more about a young adult learning to be a teenager again. So With the Fire on High might be a good place to start with Acevedo's works if you are nervous about reading verse and poetry, or if you'd like something skewed to an older audience. Clap When You Land, published in 2020. Camino Rios lives for the summers when her father visits her in the Dominican Republic. But this time, on the day when his plane is supposed to land, Camino arrives at the airport to see crowds of crying people. In New York City, Yahaira Rios is called to the principal's office, where her mother is waiting to tell her that her father, her hero, has died in a plane crash. Separated by distance and Papi's secrets, the two girls are forced to face a new reality in which their father is dead and their lives are forever altered. And then, when it seems like they've lost everything of their father, they learn of each other. Papi's death uncovers all the painful truths he kept hidden and the love he divided across an ocean. And now, Camino and Yahaira are both left to grapple with what this new sister means to them and what it will now take to keep their dreams alive. So for her third novel, Elizabeth Acevedo returned to the form of verse. And this time she isn't telling the story of one girl coming of age, but rather two. Clap When You Land was actually a book club pick a few months ago. So if you would like to hear me and my friend Bonnie talk more in depth about it, I will have that episode linked for you. Now, though I love all of Acevedo's novels and I'm a big fan of hers, Clap When You Land has got to be my favorite. I think mostly because it's about sisters. This added element connects with me personally because I have a sister and I just love books about sisters, but I also think Acevedo executes this theme in such a brilliant way. So the premise of this story is more, I guess, complex and ambitious than her previous two novels, but past the initial setup, Clap When You Land is all about character and emotion. And I think the form of verse really lends itself to this more character-driven, emotional story. Also because we have dual perspective. So I read this book on audio, like I do with all Acevedo's novels, because she narrates them herself and I love to hear her voice speak her own words. But my friend Bonnie actually read it physically and she said that Elizabeth Acevedo uses the layout of the page to convey each girl and their respective voices. So again, the formatting of this book and the use of verse and poetry is so integral to telling the story. And again, Acevedo just shows off her beautiful imagery and metaphors, this time using it to explore environment and place. And I think this is also why Clap When You Land is my favorite. It's so tied to location and how this informs identity. Again, this is something I relate to personally, but it's also just a theme that I love to read about. So Camino lives in the Dominican Republic and Yahaira lives in New York, and each of these places is so vividly drawn and their similarities and differences are highlighted with such beauty. Again, I think Clap When You Land is for a slightly older audience than The Poet X, and perhaps even older than With the Fire on High as well. Clap When You Land begins with a death, and it's a lot about grief, processing grief, feeling frustrated and angry with the person you're grieving for. And each sister's relationship with her father is different and complicated. And I loved the way Acevedo explored the contradicting feelings that existed simultaneously. I think this is what I love so much about Clap When You Land in particular, but also, you know, Acevedo does this with all of her novels. The characters and the situations are never black and white. She really explores the nuances of protagonists and antagonists. Our heroines in each of her novels, they still mess up and make mistakes. And at the same time, Elizabeth Acevedo reveals the villains to be more sympathetic than you might think. So if you're looking for a more character, emotion-driven story, then Clap When You Land is a great place to start. In conclusion, I just think you should read Elizabeth Acevedo's novels. I think they're great. If you like listening to audiobooks, I highly, highly recommend reading her books that way. You really get her cadence and pronunciation, which is so important to the story. And I also think reading it on audio makes the prospect of reading poetry much less daunting. But the other upside to reading a book written in verse is that it's way shorter. The audiobooks are short. The books are quick to get through because you have much less words on each page because they're all broken up. So if you're looking for just a well-rounded, heartfelt YA story, although I really do think these books appeal to audiences of all ages, then Elizabeth Acevedo is definitely the author for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you have any requests for authors you'd like me to feature next. Authors I'm thinking about include Jane Austen, Zadie Smith, Angie Thomas. So let me know if you have any other suggestions. You can always send in comments or suggestions on Instagram at @the_community_library. I don't always respond to DMs, but I do write your suggestions down and keep them in mind for future episodes. Just a reminder, our book club pick for April is the nonfiction book Disfigured on Fairy Tales, Disability and Making Space by Amanda Leduc. I will be discussing this on the 25th of April, so I really hope you read along with me. I think this is going to be a really interesting nonfiction read. Other than that, I don't have anything else to say. I hope you're all taking care of yourselves, and I will chat to you next week. Bye.